to start?
Sure.
Paul, how and why do you decide to not practice today?
The number of games we played, style of game that we play, the cost to it, and the schedule going forward. We've had success in the over the course of the season running this routine, where we stayed off the ice on our off days and morning skated.
Given that difficult style you play, get 11 left, and they're all pretty important. What's your biggest challenge the rest of the way as a coach?
Our opponents. Well, I mean, I'm pretty in tune with the game that we're trying to play. There's we've got a heavy schedule, and so do other teams. We play real good teams, a lot of playoff teams, but also teams that are in the fight with us. So managing probably their bodies, you know, and I guess the emotions of wins and losses, but trying to make sure that you have enough energy to play the game that you need to play on your off days. So getting that right.
The guys, you know, for all the emotion in the building last night and for, you know, what a solid effort it was from the team, the guys are very even keeled today. Is that something that you've coached on them, or is that part of the makeup of this group that's maybe helping them to be where they are?
We played game after Nashville on the road and the game after Tampa. If you were sitting on the bus going to the airplane, you'd have thought we lost. It was just quiet. They spend a lot during their games. Today's recovery day. And again, we've done this now enough. It's a bit of a routine for us, so I think everybody knew coming to the rink what was going to happen. And today we've got a job to do. There's no need for an overall amount of excitement in the room today. We'll save that for tomorrow.
And there was talk from one of the players about playing with the desperation, and I wondered about combining the desperation with the precision that you need from the system that you want to play. Some teams can handle that. Yeah. Some teams struggle with that. These guys seem okay with it.
We've moved the puck pretty well here, and we've had the power play goal the other night, and so our passing's been pretty good. I understand the word desperate. I've never thought that it accurately described what you needed to do when you're in the higher pressure games. Rather have them play them confident and hard than desperate. You know, feel good about the game that you're playing. Play it absolutely as hard as you can. Leave everything out there. But desperate always sounds like you're chasing something. And before that puck drops, you shouldn't be chasing the game. You know, we got back into that game down one. I didn't think we played desperate. We played absolutely as hard as we could. We hit posts, but we weren't running all over the ice to make it happen. We get a little bit open. We opened our game up a little bit in the third, but that's by design. You know, we're looking to get our D a little more active and some things. And not a huge fan of that desperation. It's just semantics, I guess, how you define the word. But rather be really confident and play really hard.
The way you guys were able to hold Tampa in their building and then these two games here at home, does that help for the preparation of Washington tomorrow?
Well, we've gone in with a pretty good understanding, and part of it is the players out of our lineup drive a fair amount of offense for our team. That our best opportunity to win is to limit the other team as much as we possibly can. It's not a change, because we're not talking about sitting back to do that. The opposite is true. We're so much better when we're aggressive defensively, but you have to be against Washington with their shooters.
I know you touched on it last night, but just this late in the year, how big was it to finally get that win when trailing going into the third?
Yeah, really important to know that you can, so it doesn't become a bigger issue in your room. To be able to generate some offense and come back and tie a game, it's really important.
All the outside stories of last night's game, St. Louis, the record, playoff, was the bottom line is you beat another very good team?
Yeah. I really think so. We've now had three, and I'll include San Jose in that. They're below us in the standings, but San Jose is a team with a tremendous amount of playoff experience and a high skill level in a game that they would have felt was as close to a must win as they had. So we're early in the year. I think we did most of our damage against the teams that were below us. Based on the schedule, in order to survive, we were going to have to beat teams above us, and we've been able to do that.